All through the night of October the 10th, 1836, a violent storm raged. And in the dim light of the following morning, a full rigged ship, an East Indiaman called the Clarendon, could be seen battling against wind and sea to beat off from the dreaded lee shore. Could help be given. If she came in under the eye cliffs of Black Gang, then no one could help her passengers and crew. The vessel struck and was immediately pounded by the terrible seas. A local fisherman managed to wade into the boiling surf, shouting at those on board to jump. Three managed to do so and were dragged to safety. But all the rest aboard were drowned or killed by the timbers as the huge waves smashed the 345-ton ship into pieces. However tragic the shipwreck was, there were locals who seized upon every opportunity to snatch the valuables that many wrecks carried. The Clarendon, with its trading supplies and wealthy passengers, must have provided a rich haul for the gang of smugglers that you see here, gloating over their booty. Because of the regular winter storms, the remains of the Clarendon did not last long, and many of her timbers were used in the construction of houses in the vicinity. The local hotel was renamed after her, and most of the victims were interred in Chale Churchyard. Over 180 wrecks have been recorded along this coast, but the shock caused by the loss of the Clarendon was so great that the authorities were roused into building St. Catherine's Lighthouse.